And a good morning, Uncle Emperor, the Almost Perfect Band. Welcome to more of this Friday, the 26th. Boy, it's kind of a family affair. The little missus is here, and son Christopher Todd has just joined us. Good morning. Do you know how to get that mic on?
I got it.
Ooh, chip off the old lie. Good morning and welcome.
How are you, Dad?
Very good. Chris went to Hawaii for a year, came back for a year, and now I'm going. We just don't seem to be able to get in the same spot at the same time.
Yeah, we'll make it together one of these days.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm going to embarrass you in public now, and I'm going to embarrass myself in public. We went through the archives, and I found some tapes, and I don't even know what is on some of these tapes because I didn't want to know. Well, if I did know, then I probably wouldn't play them in some cases. But I found out, much to my chagrin, after making fun of yuppies and their babies and baby pictures all of these years, I was the most disgusting father in the world with baby pictures, recordings of my son, stories about my son that I would bring and share on the air. In fact, I got a fax from a guy yesterday, said, I remember you telling the story one time of going to a cocktail party after you'd become a father, and you were telling all of these stories about your child, and you noticed that everyone's eyes were glazed over, and you really realized that you had become the person that you used to criticize. And that's exactly what happened. But at any rate, this tape was made at home. I think you were somewhere around 1 year old. I think just maybe before your first birthday, as I recall. And I made this recording, and then I brought it in and played it on the air.
You say, Daddy?
Daddy.
Say, Dog.
Dog.
Say, Mama.
Mama.
Say,
Dirty.
Can you say, Dirty?
Cookie.
Cookie. Dirty.
Dirty.
Dirty. Can you say, Bird?
Bird.
What else can you say? Well, you don't eat the mic. It's not like a cookie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hi.
Say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What's the lion say, Chris? What's the lion say?
What does the lion say? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Oh.
You know, the very first word you ever learned to say was cookie. The first word. Because you always wanted a cookie, and you... And I kept saying, no, 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 it's not a... If you want a cookie, you have to use the word. And finally, it came out, cookie! As if, oh, he's just said his first word. That was the first word you ever learned. Welcome aboard, son. Nice to have you here on the most momentous occasion at 616 KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
This Sunday evening on KSFO, Talk Radio 560, it's a special 5 hours of classic radio.
Oh, it's weird. Like some strange spirit has descended upon the boat.
I am the thing from the sea.
Join us for When Radio Was, Sunday evening at 7 on KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
My Comrie Ward has got a big event. It's called 150%. Means low prices guaranteed at my Comrie Ward. We won't be beat, we won't be beat, we won't be beat. Yeah.
The Montgomery Ward 150% price beat guarantee sale. With hundreds of items throughout the store priced so low, we guarantee to beat the competition 150%. Like all Lazy Boy recliners, all mattresses, all Lee and Bugle Boy jeans, all priced so low, they're guaranteed to beat the competition 150%. From a diamond tennis bracelet for only $97 to the Michelin XH4 tire. Hundreds of items in every department, all guaranteed to beat the competition 150%. But hurry, this sale ends Saturday. Excludes supervised and low price items. See price match details in store.
At Montgomery Ward, we won't be beat. Guaranteed.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560. John Madden Sports.
At 618 KSFO, Talk Radio 560, the John Madden Report, brought to you by Craig and Auto Parts. All right. Going to do a couple of special John Madden reports, and this is very emotional, but I think we can get through this. We didn't get through it very well the first time, but I think we can get through this. I have a final John Madden report, and then as of yesterday, I've got a final John Madden report. John called me and surprised me yesterday, but this was John's last day with me, and this was the last day of June, our last report at 8:45 on that particular Friday, and everything was going just fine, and I was determined to keep it light. And I thought John would keep it light, and he'd kind of carry me along, and he didn't exactly do that. So here's our final conversation from that last day of June. And after 12 years, this is our final John Madden report. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, Gene.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Some people had asked me, they said, well, what are you going to do? You know, the final John Madden report. I said, I'm going to do exactly what I've been doing for 12 years. I'm going to say good morning, Coach, and then we'll see where the conversation goes. No point in changing the rules at this point.
No, it all comes down to this one. It's
tough. Yeah, it does. It is tough. Well, anything you want to say, then now's the time to say it, I guess. Is there anything on your mind that we haven't discussed in the last 12 years?
No, I think in 12 years we've done it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I've said before, I just enjoyed it.
I have, too. We've never had a disagreement. I've never, in 12 years, I have never come to work and looked at my log and said, boy, there's a John Madden report, and I'm not looking forward to it this morning. I've never felt that. You know, that's it's always been the highlight of my day, I can tell you that.
And, I've always felt that I've been lucky, you know, that I've never had to work. And, through playing and then going into coaching and then doing this, and I never thought that this was work, because if you know that, as I said, if I ever did, I wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And... and it was just because, doing it with you.
Well, I think some of the best things that I've done in my career are things, and I know your career has really been very much the same, where you don't plan a lot of stuff. You know, you sit down and you try to plan and you analyze, and, that's what I have against market research, I guess. Well, here's what we're supposed to do. This just kind of happened. You and I bumped into each other and... the hallway one day, and the show grew out of that, and I, in the 37 years of radio, I am as pleased and as proud of these reports as anything I've done, John.
Like you say, if you plan stuff, it never does work anyway.
No. As you said, you didn't start out to be a broadcaster, and you didn't start out to be a writer. I guess you didn't start out to be a coach.
No, I was going to be a lawyer, of all things.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Now, that didn't come up in 12 years.
Yeah, no, I was going to, I majored in pre-legal, and then... And I started thinking, I couldn't see myself as a lawyer. I said, what am I doing? What am I kidding myself for? I'm just, I love playing. So, I became a PE major and then a coach and then a player and then a broadcaster. And like I said, I've never, I've been lucky that I've never had to look that something has been work. Yeah. And that's what's been so much fun about this, is I've never, gotten up and said, geez, I have to go to work this morning.
Yeah. The lawyer thing never came up before. How's your mom feel about that? Did she ever say to you, John, you should have been a lawyer?
No. But she's upset about this.
Yeah. I think we all are, John. We really are. Well, I tell you, I'm not going to say, I never say never. We may not do any more conversations on this station, but even if we don't do conversations in public, you and I are going to talk, so I don't have to say goodbye on that note. And if we connect professionally and we find something to do, by golly, we'll do it, John. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's so like John. That's it. 622. As a matter of fact, the funny thing about that, if I can tell you the story. No, I probably can't. I'm going to have to do it in a minute.
Hey, Dad, don't we need a new battery for the pickup?
Yep.
But wasn't that an auto parts store we just passed?
Yep.
But don't they sell batteries there?
Yep.
Wait, isn't that another auto parts place up there?
Yep.
We're not going to stop there either?
Nope.
Anyone who works on their own car deserves the very best price. As one of the largest parts chains in America, Cragen Auto Parts sells over 1 million batteries per year, more than 700,000 starters and alternators. So, we can guarantee unbeatable low prices on every part. If you ever find an identical item for less, Cragen will not only match that price, we'll beat it by 5%.
Oh, so we're going to Cragen?
Yep.
Oh, I get it now. They must have lower prices.
Yep.
And that means that you're safe enough to buy me my own car.
Nope.
The parts you need, the people you trust, and unbeatable low prices guaranteed. The Cragen TriStar Parts System helps you get the job done.
It's 623 KSFO, Talk Radio 560. Traffic with Scott Letiri. Hello again, Scott.
Hello, Gene, and I'm waiting for that story. I'm going to be tuning you in here because he got me on the edge of my seat. We've got spill westbound 80 on the Oakland Army on-ramp. Oakland Army overcrossing on ramp in Oakland. Big rig leaking fuel on the ramp to westbound 880, so be aware of that. There's no backup as you make your way toward the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It looks good as you head into the city of San Francisco. No other major problems. All BART trains are running on time. Highway 101 looks great after some earlier road work in the Oyster Point area. No problems on any of the 7 or the 8 Bay Area bridges. This update brought to you by Stewart's Office Furniture, Stewart's Discount Office Furniture in Santa Clara and Fremont. Are your one-stop office furniture stores. You're sure to find just what you need. Stewart's selection of modular computer furniture, second to none. Call Stewart's today. That's traffic, KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Thank you, Scott. No change in the weather, same as it's been, and more of the same tomorrow. 60s coastside, 80s well inland. We've got a 60 in Oakland and a 57 downtown this morning. Story I was going to tell, like mother, like son, John was on his bus, and he had the whole family, and they were going from New York up to Harvard. His son was graduating, so he had the whole family on the bus, and he called me, and we're doing a report. He said, you know, my mom's here, and I said, well, let me talk to mom. And so he said, come on, talk. And I can hear mom in the back, no, come on, talk to him. So mom gets on, and I said, hi, how you doing? Oh, fine, and we talked for about, I don't know, 15 seconds, and she said, well, I have to go, and she just dropped the phone. That was it. John had to pick it up off the floor. Hello? She just left, and so did John, but appropriate somehow. So that was the final John Madden report, but there is a final, and I'll share that with you if I can get through it at 6:45 this morning. Now, some things we're going to do, some memories and things we've shared, and some people have asked, the history of the Commando March. Some of you remember, some of you don't. I never play it all the way through. It's just my closing theme, and I always talk over it. This goes back to the early 60s. I got this record called Little Blue River by the Melrose Elementary School Band. It was on A&M Records, and I was always looking for nutty records. Dumbest record I ever heard in my life, and I played it. I started to play it. Well, it turned out it was a joke, and it was done by Herb Alpert of the Tijuana Brass. He put this thing together one time, and the flip side was even worse. It was called The Pupil, and it sounded like some young kid trying to learn how to play the trumpet. So I'm playing the Melrose Elementary School Band, and now the record starts to sell. So I get a call from, and I was making jokes about it, saying, boy, this is so bad. If we ever have an official march for the Commandos, this ought to be it. I get a call from the record company. He said, that record's starting to sell. Would you continue to play it and make it the official Commando March if we re-released it under the title of Emperor Nelson's Royal Commando March by the Melrose Elementary School Band? And I said, yeah, okay. So they re-released it. I made it the official Commando March, played it every day on my show, and it sold, I think, something like 18,000 copies, which is a big seller in San Francisco in those days, or would be today, if you could believe it. But 18,000 Commandos went out and bought this thing. The Melrose Elementary School Band, a.k.a. Herb Alpert of the Tijuana Brass. I should have called Herb this morning and gotten him on the program. At 6:28, the Royal Commando March will play it one more time for you at 9 o'clock this morning. 6:28, KSFO, Talk Radio 560, the Gene Nelson Friday program.
At Dennis's Discount Depot, whatever your project needs are, with his experienced staff, it's simple. You walk in, tell them what your needs are, and they can tell you all the tools you'll need and have the tools on hand at the best prices. For instance, Dennis's Discount Depot is now featuring Nikita's new pneumatic line of nail guns and compressors. Dennis's Discount Depot is the Bay Area's largest distributor of the new line of Nikita outdoor power equipment, featuring string trimmers, hedge trimmers, grass shears, chainsaws, and generators. Whatever you want, power or handheld, they've got the Nikita tool you'll need. Nikita tools are manufactured with state-of-the-art technology by people who know the value of quality. Nikita tools are the choice of professionals. Dennis's Discount Depot offers the full line of Nikita tools at prices so good, we can't mention them on the radio. So go to Dennis's Discount Depot at 1272 El Camino Real near Holly in San Carlos. Call 591-0500 for directions. That's Dennis's Discount Depot, 591-0500. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
When people look for a house, they always ask, how much can I get? Well, with Bank of America's Great Loan Getaway, the answer is plenty. First, you get a real affordable home loan. And second, when you receive your loan, you get two $50 discount coupons good anywhere Southwest Airlines flies. In other words, you get a place of your own and a place to visit. You get the real estate section and the travel section. The charming three-bedroom, two-bath with the nice 737 jetliner. You also get away with a low down payment and low initial rate. To apply, call 1-800-THE-BOFA by September 10th. After all, you get a loan with two destinations, home and away. Banking on America. Bank of America. Loans must be funded by November 10th, 1994. Coupons good on unrestricted round-trip fares to any Southwest Airlines destination. See your Bank of America branch for details or call 1-800-THE-BOFA, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to the new home of Los Angeles Raiders football. Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
It's 6:30, and this is KSFO Talk Radio 560 News. Good morning. I'm Dave Henderson.
Good morning. I'm Jenny Pryor.
Well, after weeks of bitter debate, an anti-crime bill is awaiting President Clinton's signature. The Senate passed the measure last night. Luis Schiavone reports from Capitol Hill.
To Republicans like Utah's Orrin Hatch, the crime bill was a cruel and expensive hoax. He called it a
gravy-sucking hog bill.
To Democratic leader George Mitchell, it was the only legitimate choice senators could make.
Resist the temptation to take a political action. Do what's right for the people of this country.
The $30 billion measure aims to ban assault-style weapons, build more prisons, and put 100,000 more police on the streets. Although Republicans argued the bill in no way guarantees this number. Further, they complained the bill is loaded with too much social engineering and not enough law and order. Luis Schiavone, Capitol Hill.
DNA expert Edward Blake says basic constitutional rights are at stake in today's hearing in the O.J. Simpson murder case. Judge Lance Ito is to rule on whether Simpson's defense team can conduct its own genetic tests on blood samples from the crime scene.
Bad news for fire crews fighting that 1,900-acre blaze near Big Creek, northeast of Fresno. The fire now has taken a turn toward a wilderness area, which will make it much harder to reach with equipment. Some 400 nearby residents have been evacuated.
The Coast Guard tally on rescued Cubans for Thursday stands now at 1,670. Now, weather may be the reason the count is down. A storm has been sweeping the Florida Straits. Meanwhile, CNN's Wolf Blitzer reports from the White House that President Clinton is taking some heat on the Cuban issue.
Critics say President Clinton's abrupt policy reversals in dealing with Cuban refugees have not been well thought through, insisting they've been driven largely by domestic politics in Florida, where the Cuban-American community is politically active. One Cuban-American leader Mr. Clinton called to the White House for advice, Jorge Mascanosa, says the president is right to tighten the pressure on Castro in hopes he may fall, even if it means short-term suffering for the Cuban people. Wolf Blitzer, CNN, the White House.
Denver's new trouble-plagued airport is the focus of another investigation. A federal prosecutor says a federal grand jury is now investigating allegations of wrongdoing at the airport. He's not discussing details. Last week, state officials revealed they're investigating allegations of falsified test data and shoddy workmanship. The nearly $4 billion international airport was supposed to have opened last October. The opening has been delayed four times because of construction problems and trouble with a new high-tech baggage system.
A Michigan woman has given the ultimate gift to her dad, her heart. Patty Zuber died in a car accident August 18th and willed her heart to her 58-year-old father. And the family says the father was eternally grateful.
While we were discussing the possibility of a transplant, his quote was, "It would be a joy to have Patty's heart."
Chester Zuber had been on Michigan's transplant list waiting for a heart for almost 4 years. After his daughter had her accident, she was declared brain dead, her heart was stopped, and packed in ice and flown to the hospital. Hours later, it was restarted in her father's body. Chester is expected to fully recover.
In Hollywood news, Faye Dunaway is ready for her next role. In a courtroom, Dunaway has sued composer-producer Andrew Lloyd Webber for $6 million over her dismissal from the starring role in the musical Sunset Boulevard. Dunaway claims a defamation, breach of contract, and fraud in the complaint filed in a Los Angeles court. A spokesman for Lloyd Webber says the suit has absolutely no merit.
I guess you could say that Lloyd Webber done away with her.
Oh.
I have something from the Did You Know file.
Last day of that, huh, little Davey?
Thank goodness.
Hello?
Sure.
What? Did You Know file, right here.
What happens when you don't have any budget.
Yeah.
The Did You Know file. Okay, Did You. Let's get a little enthusiastic about this.
We can talk about this over the old water cooler?
No, it's gone.
I forgot.
Yeah, maybe around the old Biffy.
Biffy, that's it.
This gets two flushes.
Outside now?
Yeah, an outdoor Biffy.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, well, there's no flushing in outdoor Biffy.
Exactly.
You can't flush this. All right. Well, you can just crumple it up and throw it down the hole then, I guess.
An outdoor Biffy.
Yeah.
Things have come to that.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Oh, gee.
From the Did You Know file, did you know that every ear of corn has an even number of rows of kernels? It's true. Proving that Mother Nature is perfect most of the time.
I'll be darned. Yeah. And how long did it take you to figure that out?
I went down to Safeway and counted everyone.
There you were.
Investigative reporting.
Hey, yes, I did. I even interviewed some of the colonels.
Really?
Yes. Maybe you'd like to come to Hawaii with me and count waves. That's what I do.
I would like to do that.
Little Missus says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, man, you interrupted me. Now I got to start all over again."
1, 2.
Well, thank you. I take that as an invitation.
You did?
To come to Hawaii and live with you.
What is it? It was kind of a rhetorical. It was, you know.
Huh?
I was being polite.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to come. I am. I have nothing else going. I'm happy to come.
No
six,
kids.
6:35. Moving right along now.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
No kids?
No kids.
No, I have two. Thank you.
6:36. Now this economic update. The Commerce Department reporting this morning its broadest measure of economic health. The gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 3.8% in the spring. The report also says the advance was not accompanied by higher inflationary pressures. On Wall Street, trading is just getting underway.
What does that mean?
This is KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Every year, a company called IntelliChoice in San Jose, California, projects what it will cost to maintain a new car over 5 years. Now, one would think the results would be fairly predictable. The less expensive the car, the less expensive the maintenance. But in 1994, the projected cost to maintain a BMW 740i is actually $700 less than the projected cost to maintain a Lexus ES300. How could a finely tuned instrument like the BMW cost less to maintain than the Toyota Camry-derived Lexus? The answer is simple. The same engineering that created the BMW's remarkable performance also created an engine that virtually tunes itself, thanks to self-adjusting valves, belts, and timing. And now through August 31st, when you lease a 1994 5 or 7 Series BMW through BMW Financial Services, all regularly scheduled maintenance is included. So visit your Bay Area BMW dealer. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Dealer participation may affect consumer lease cost.
KSFO Talk Radio 560 traffic. Well, I don't know if he slept in or crashed into a building or what, but the Red Baron is finally up.
Yeah, well, you know, I had the old broken airplane again. Boy, isn't that fitting for the final day, huh?
Yeah, that's a good excuse, Red.
Yeah, you've used it before a few times, though.
Fire! Yeah.
We had the broken wing, remember?
Yeah, those were the good old days, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Seems like old times.
Yeah, broke one wing, and ever after they called you a left winger.
Feel like Peter B. Collins.
Yeah.
In Oakland, we've got the big rig leaking fuel on the Oakland Army Base overcrossing onto westbound 80. Caltrans is out there with their sand this morning and their hazelnut cream coffee trying to clean that problem up. In the Santa Cruz Mountains, northbound 17, north of Summit Road, look out for an accident that is blocking the left lane. Bart has all the choo-choos on time, heading for the Bay Bridge. That looks A-OK as you make your way into the Emerald City of San Francisco. And Dysfunction Junction is functioning properly this morning. That's good news on 680 as you head for Highway 24. Hey, the computer show at sale is this Saturday at the Cow Palace. PC system, software, hardware at wholesale prices. The computer show and sale, 10 to 4 Saturday at the Moo Moo Palace. And that's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Moo Moo Palace. Thanks, Red. KSFO Talk Radio 560 Sports. Well, the defense will be center stage tonight when the 49ers meet the Seattle Seahawks at Candlestick Park in their final preseason tune-up. Last week, the revamped D got pushed around in San Diego, and Coach Seifert says it's time for them to step up. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. In exhibition action last night, the Saints rolled past the Cowboys 28-10. Colts ripped the Browns 24-7. Denver got past the Cardinals 30-21. And the Chargers bombed the Rams 24-6.
Speaking of the Rams, owner Georgia Frontieri says it will be tough to keep the club in Anaheim unless Orange County builds her a new stadium. Orange County officials have proposed to refurbish Anaheim Stadium and build a new practice field, but not a whole new stadium. Both Baltimore and St. Louis are interested in acquiring the Rams. Things are looking gloomy in the baseball strike. Talks between the owners and the players broke off yesterday. No new bargaining sessions have been scheduled, and the strike is 15 days old and has wiped out 195 games.
Bay Area weather, coastal low clouds, fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness, high 60s coastside to the mid-80s well. Inland.
53 in San Rafael right now, 60 in Oakland. San Jose is up to 62, and here in San Francisco, 57 degrees.
At 640, now you're up to date on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Gene Nelson in the morning, KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Good morning at the sound of the crowing hen.
I'm going to strangle the crowing hen on this morning.
It is the final
because
final
this is the alarm clock for
Please
a lot of people.
We're don't say final to an older gentleman.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You're talking about yourself, right?
Yeah.
So we say final, final? Already?
That's after the show. That's after the show.
Oh. Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
Now, there are a lot of people that
oh
I want to thank this morning.
God.
I'm already having problems here, and the little missus is not helping. She was supposed to, there's no crying in radio, and she's not really helping. So you're going to have to help.
All right.
But there are a lot of people that that I want to thank before the show's over, certainly the crew, among others. Yeah. And I think it's kind of fitting, though, that we finally found out who the staff is going to be. I think it's fitting that I'm being replaced by somebody I never heard of. I think that's great. That's,
yeah.
that's a good way to go out. Well, one of the people, and you can identify with this, that when you get up in the morning at ungodly hours and you're married, so does your spouse get up at ungodly hours. Maybe they don't actually have to get up with you, but when the alarm goes off, everybody wakes
That's
up.
That's right.
When my alarm goes off, the whole neighborhood gets beep, beep, beep. It's one of those. And there have been times when the little missus got out of bed in Napa, 3 o'clock in the morning, drove into work with me,
God
waited for me
her.
To do the show, Aww. Drove home again, and she has done that on many occasions. And so I would like to thank her with this.
Never have sunlight on your face.
KSFO Talk Radio 560. Sometimes music says it better than talk. However, Little Missus, you have anything to add to that?
Oh, sure.
Well, bail me out of this one here.
I thought you were going to play that at my funeral, so thanks for not waiting.
I wanted you to be here doing. Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
At 647 KSFO, and thanks to Eric and Don who put that together yesterday. I was looking all over for a copy of that record, and they found that and did that for us. 647.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I'm whispering because Mrs. Liddy is just around the corner, and she'd kill me if she found out what was coming up on the next G. Gordon Liddy show. I can't talk for long. Just make sure to be here for your telephone calls and faxes, interesting guests and topics, and, of course, my review and comment on the news. Just for you ladies.
Uh-oh, now I've done it. Here she comes.
Be here next time for Radio Free DC, the G. Gordon Liddy Show. I'm out of here.
Mornings at 9 a.m. here at KSFO Talk Radio 560. That's 560.
Hi, this is Jim Jorgensen for the Jewish Education Center's continuing its mission to help needy Russian immigrants get on their feet here in the Bay Area. They provided aid to hundreds of families, and now the Jewish Education Center needs your help. If you have a car you've considered selling, consider donating it to a needy immigrant family through the Jewish Education Center. You'll get a tax deduction for the full Blue Book value of your car, plus your tax-deductible donation directly benefits a local immigrant's transportation needs. Now, in many cases, you'll save more in taxes than your earnings from selling the car for cash. The Jewish Education Center can even pick up or tow the car for you. Call 1-800-838-8880 for more information. Even after an accident, save on repair costs and receive a tax deduction. Call 1-800-838-8880. Make your tax-deductible donations to the Jewish Education Center now by calling 1-800-838-8880.
And we're back with Car Phone Call-In. Caller number two, you're in your car and on the air. What's your name and where the heck are you?
Bob, this is Robin.
Hey, Rockin' Robin, what's your problem?
Me? I don't have a problem. It's that jerk in front of me in the red convertible!
Oh, what did he do, front-end you?
His every light, it stalls and hesitates. I can hear it knocking way back here. And he drives like an
idiot. You mean he's losing power?
That's what I said.
Sounds like a dirty fuel system. Slick 50 fuel system formula. Fix that right
hey,
up.
Don't tell me. Tell him.
You think he'd hear me?
Oh, he'll hear you. Slick 50 fuel system formula, bonehead. Turn up your radio. Tell him what it does, Bob.
Well, sir, if you're listening, it cleans your entire fuel system, tank to tailpipe, all that gunk that gas and oil leave behind.
Leading fuel treatment doesn't do that, does it, Bob?
No, Slick 50's 10 times stronger.
Helps restore lost power performance.
Yep.
One treatment lasts 3,000 miles.
You got it.
You hear that, Sam?
I heard. You win.
All right. Tonight, you watch the kids I go bowling.
Slick 50 fuel system formula is available at Ace Hardware.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560, John Madden Sports.
And 649 KSFO, Talk Radio 560, John Madden Report, brought to you by Big B Lumber Tyria. I will mention that now, and hopefully at the end of the report I can give a sponsor mention again, as I'm supposed to do. Very emotional times, but I want to share this with you because they're really special. But that last John Madden report we thought was the final report, the one I played at 615. That was at the end of June. John's contract was up, and so we did our last show together on that last Friday in June. And then, lo and behold, there is a final John Madden report. Yesterday at about 8:20 or so, my producer, Don Ray, said, on your hotline. Now, if I know it's on my hotline, it's somebody really special. He said, I have a woman on the hotline, and she really does want to talk to you on the air. She wants to talk to you, and I think you ought to take the call. So I thought it was maybe the Little Missus was doing something special, and I didn't want to rain on her parade, but I don't usually take calls and put them on the air if I don't have any idea who it is. Oh, unless it's you, the listeners. That's different. So I go to the phone expecting I'm going to be talking to a woman that I know, and here's what happened. Let me go to that's my confidential line. Hello?
Good morning, Gene.
And who's this?
After 12 years, you have to ask it, who's this?
Who is this?
Holy moly, how quickly they forget. I just wanted one final.
John?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
God love you. You're the last person in the world I expected. Well, good morning to you.
No, I need a final.
Yes, that's right, the final report.
Yeah, I was gonna call tomorrow, but they said you're too busy.
Oh, I'm never too busy. You kidding me? I throw commercials out to get you on. How are you? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah? New radio job okay?
Yeah, how's things there?
Oh, well, they're dwindling down to a precious few, John. Out of here.
Yeah, one more day?
One more day, yeah, just tomorrow.
I thought it was until the 1st.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be the first, and then they moved the day up by three shows. So tomorrow's the final one. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
I'm doing, this week we're doing the Bears and the Giants game Saturday night. I was in New Orleans last week, and then I came up here and, you know, spent a lot of time here getting ready for the Bears, and then the first game of the season we go to Pittsburgh.
How was it with the first game in Fox? And I mean, it's your same crew, but it's a whole different. Or do you even know from your standpoint that it's any different?
Well, you know, I don't know that it's any different. I mean, you know, the first thing, Fox has never done it before. So the first game, the one in San Francisco, you know, we're just happy to get on the air. I mean, when they looked and you looked at your monitor and you saw, you know, the Fox thing come on and we made it, I said to Pat Summerall, well, we got the first step. We made air, and you know, and that was the thing that, you know, you weren't even sure of. And then we made air the first week and the second week. And I think that, you know, like you say, we have the same crew, and basically we're still doing the same games and everything. So I think we're going to be fine. I don't think we'll notice much difference.
Well, I didn't have a chance to hear that first one. I heard feedback, but I was at the ballpark, so I didn't get the chance for the 49er game. But I'll have plenty of time to catch them all. By golly.
Yeah, well, you're going to retire, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Kauai. Do you know what the Fox outlet is in Honolulu by any chance?
I hope we got one over there.
Oh, I know you do, yeah. I just, Channel 11, I think it is, or something.
Yeah, just hit and just keep clicking.
I'll know when I find you, for sure.
Yeah.
It is so kind of you to call, John. I really appreciate that. And, well, you know, there's nothing more to be said about the 12 years, but it was some of the best radio I have ever done, ever. And I give you all the credit for it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. KSFO Talk Radio 560. Doggone. Aren't we a pair? A room addition, backyard, deck, new fencing, or maybe a kitchen remodel. Whatever your home improvement project plans this season, think big. Think Big B Lumberteria. Now's the time to get started on all those big home improvement projects you've been planning. Add a bathroom, create a backyard paradise, or bring your kitchen beautifully up to date. Just be sure you start at Big B Lumberteria, because Big B has everything you need to make your home improvement project a success. From a helpful professional staff to acres and acres of the world's finest lumber and building products, Big B will cut your materials to the size you need and help you load it too. Big B can even deliver any amount of material right to your job site. So if you're planning a big home improvement project, don't forget to think big. Big B Lumberteria, now in their 25th year in the East Bay. Three convenient locations, Oakland on High Street, Pacheco on Pacheco Boulevard, and in Brentwood on Brentwood Boulevard. Think big. Think Big B Lumberteria. 654 KSFO, Talk Radio 560, and traffic with a Red Bear. No,
all right.
Red.
All right, Gene, it's an we've got a little accident. Westbound 80 at Appian Way is blocking the right lane. Traffic a little bit sticky in the area. In the Santa Cruz Mathis, northbound 17 north of Summit Road, look out for a fender bender. That is in the left lane. To make your way from the Oakland Army Base onto westbound 80 and from Grand onto westbound 80 this morning, a big rig leaking fuel, and Caltrans out there mopping it up. That's causing a lot of congestion. BART's still on time, and looking at the Fremont-Milpitas corridor, you're leaving Southern Fremont, southbound 880 now, a little bit sticky from Mission Boulevard to Dixon Landing Road, but then traffic moves well through the city. That means well. And that's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Thank you, Red. No change in the weather. Low clouds, foggy extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness today. Certainly wasn't as warm as yesterday as it has been. 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland, 50s and 60s right now with a 57 downtown and a 62 in San Jose. 655 KSFO Talk Radio 560, our first financial report of the morning with Jerry Burchard. And good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, Gene. It's on your final day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average celebrating, up 30 points,
huh?
38.59.
What? They tied a can to his tail and the market went up.
Oh, don't take it personally. The bond market also up almost a full point, kind of surprising here. The Dow Jones Transportation Average up 7 points at 16.06. The utilities are even up a point at 188. And the NASDAQ over-the-counter composite up 4 points at 7.58. And the volume running very heavy, 34 million shares turning hands. The most active issue is EMC Corporation, which makes memory devices for ATM machines, of all things. EMC being quoted up on a couple million shares of already trade hands, up a half a point at 18.8. General Motors settling a strike, up 1.25, 51.625. Chiron Corporation in Emeryville setting a setting up a shareholder rights plan. It's one of the defenses for a potential hostile takeover. Stocks up 2.75 points at 66.5. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 28.5 points at 38.58. This is Jerry Bouchard with Prudential Securities in Walnut Creek with the Money Report on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Thank you, Jerry. 656.
Okay, honey, I know where I want a vacation this year.
Where?
Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I guess we could go to both.
Oh, and sunny Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa.
Hey, that raise I got wasn't that big.
Oh, and Mazatlan, too.
Well, we could pawn our furniture. Maybe sell the car. Your car.
And I want to go to Cabo San Lucas with those beautiful beaches.
How much do you think we could get for our house?
Honey, it won't be expensive. We'll just take the Love Boat.
Now you can take a Princess Cruise and travel 10 sunny days round trip from Los Angeles aboard the classic Fair Princess. Cruise this fall and visit Puerto Vallarta, Zihuatanejo Ixtapa, Acapulco, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas for as little as $8.99 per person double occupancy. Port charges are not included. Princess Cruises. It's more than a cruise. It's the Love Boat. Liberian Registry. Some restrictions apply. Call your travel agent today for information and details.
You think they'll let me play with the mariachi band?
Well, sweetheart, you better pack those maracas just in case.
Maracas, right.
Once a year, the Bay Area Cadillac dealers hold a model year-end clearance, and it's here right now. Starting with over 1,000 Cadillacs to choose from. The number one selling Cadillac DeVille, the luxurious Fleetwood, plus the famous North Star series featuring the all-new Concours, the Eldorado, America's personal luxury coupe, the world-class Seville SLS, and the powerful STS. And among people who have owned a car for 5 years, Cadillac received J.D. Power's number one ranking for dependability. Not German, not Japanese, Cadillac. But the 95 Cadillacs are on the way, and the 94s must go. Here's your chance to get the model you want, the color you want, and the deal you want while the selection is still good. The basic change in the 95s is the price. So beat the price increase at your favorite Bay Area Cadillac dealer's 94 clearance and start driving a higher standard.
Labor Day weekend is traditionally the time to celebrate the end of summer. Well, I don't know about you, but the end of summer doesn't seem to me like something you want to celebrate. The people at AMPM must agree, because instead of waiting until Labor Day weekend to have a beer sale, they've dropped the price on 12 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors to just $5.99 right now, while there's still some summer left to enjoy. So stock up and have fun. And when Labor Day finally comes, you can celebrate the end of summer or the beginning of fall or just the fact that you got a lot of beer at a great price. That is $5.99 for a 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Because when you really think about it, you don't really need to think about it. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors, just $5.99 each. Where you save time, save money. AMPM. No wonder it's one of the West's favorite stops. Save on 12 packs of Pepsi, too. Now just $2.99 at participating AMPM mini markets for a limited time only. Prices may vary.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
A reminder, the American Museum of Quilts and Textiles presents Hot from Florida, a new exhibit of contemporary art quilts beginning in August. Well, it's already begun. It lasts through October 9th. For more information, give us a call here at KSFO, but you better do it in a hurry. I'll give you more information later on. Office hours today, official office hours, are going to be 9 until 11:30 this morning only if you'd like to drop by and pick up a 30th anniversary show tape. Gene Nelson on a Friday. Good morning.
You're listening to the Bay Area's new talk station, Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
Well,
there on the seaside with people went to and be money. I'm not sure if 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 I